Redeemer, sanctifier. Amen. I think, although I may be wrong, there are seven resurrection stories in the New Testament. The first are written by Paul. Paul got very excited about the resurrection, and he was writing quite close to the events, I mean, within, I don't know, 10, 15 years. And he wrote a number of resurrection stories in his letters, one of which talks about Jesus rising from the dead and appearing to his disciples, and then to appearing to 500 of his followers, and there was great rejoicing. And he says, Paul, and last of all, the risen Christ showed himself to me. And that's talking about his experience on the road to Damascus as he was going down to persecute the Christians there and realizing that he was wrong and he became a follower of Jesus. Neither of those, of course, are mentioned in the Gospels, but then none of the Gospels tell the resurrection story in the same way. They all have different stories. Mark's the first Gospel is written about, I know, maybe 15 years after Paul's writing his, and Mark chickens out. Mark ends his Gospel by saying the women looked in the tomb and saw it was empty, and they were afraid, which doesn't help us at all about the stories of the resurrection. All we know is that the women were afraid, which I suppose is an understandable experience because what they had expected was not there. And I'm always afraid when what I expected is not there because I don't know what's going to happen next, you know, like when I go home to the wife. The next two resurrection set of resurrection stories are in Matthew and Luke, who wrote shortly after Mark, and they realized that Mark had got it wrong by just leaving it up in the air. So they wrote some resurrection stories, of which you know, I mean, I can't remember what they are off the top of my head, but you know, we know all the resurrection stories, don't we? And they sat there for quite a while, approximately, 40 years, 35 years, and then John writes his gospel. And John writes his gospel. Now, there's a debate here amongst the learned people, which I just repeat, not in a way that I understand the debate, but in a way that I'm telling you what the debate is, that they think there are two ends to John's gospel, so there are two resurrection stories. I don't know. I mean, I'm confused by the whole thing. But nonetheless, there are resurrection stories, and John writes them, and he writes them for a particular purpose. All the stories are written for a particular purpose. And the purpose of this story that was just read, the story about doubting Thomas, is obvious, isn't it? You know, we're talking about 70 years after the death of Jesus. And that's a good wodge of time. 70 years ago, I was just about to start school. I was very young when I started school. So 70 years after the death of Jesus, John has around him, as he writes his gospel, many people who did not know him. I mean, almost certainly, none of the people who went to the church that John was writing to had ever seen Jesus. It's most probable that none of the people who went to the church that John was writing for had even seen any of the disciples, unless John was a disciple. So it's all second, third hand. And so he's writing this story to encourage. He is saying, okay, you've never seen Jesus, you didn't see Jesus in the flesh. All you've heard are stories about him, stories that have been repeated Sunday by Sunday on the first day of the week for 70 years. And I suppose some of you, he says, might think, well, did it really happen? Is it really true? Will I be able actually to see the risen Jesus? And like Thomas, he says, it doesn't matter. I mean, if he appeared in front of you now and said, here, look at the holes in my hand and in my side, it wouldn't make a difference to our faith, because we believe that Jesus rose from the dead. So Thomas, having doubted, then comes to full faith, not because he was able to touch the risen Jesus, not because he could see the risen Jesus, but because in his life experience he understood that the risen Jesus was real. For him, it happened on the first day of the week. This is the continual theme in all the resurrection stories. On the first day of the week, on the Sunday, as we gather together, as we come to worship with, well, hymns and strange glorias and our prayers and all the other things that gather here with us, as we gather on a Sunday morning, we meet the risen Jesus. As we gather on a Sunday morning, we meet the risen Christ. It is those of us who gather, who come together, who see in our collective consciousness, in our collective well-being, in our gathering together, the risen Christ is present. And we join in that. And like Thomas and the other disciples, part of the message given to us is to go and tell others that we too have seen the risen Christ. We too have experienced the risen Lord. We too have shared in the experience of the very first disciples who saw the risen Jesus, who saw the risen Christ and worshipped him. Amen.